What do you call an insect that looks kind of like a wasp and it builds a nest out of mud?
Dirt dog.
What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Under the ground?
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't know any did.
Nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Well, they're not really nuts. People call them nuts.
Oh, you mean peanuts?
Oh, I thought they were really nuts.
Oh, no, they're tubers.
Oh.
You don't mean the peanuts?
Yeah, yeah, that's
what
I meant. That's what I meant.
I think that's kind of a bad question.
They grow under there.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, would you ever call them anything besides peanuts or all the other varieties?
No, I don't think. I don't know.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy, what, his father?
Living image, I reckon.
Okay.
Some people say spitting image, but I never did use that.
All right. And if a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you'd say that the boy, what, his father?
Well, favors him or very similar to him, or like father, like son, any such remark as that.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, somebody who's not a nurse?
Midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City dude, I reckon.
And if a country person goes into town, what might the city people...
That's a country cracker.
What do you usually call people whose skin is black?
Niggers.
And what do you usually call people whose skin is white?
White people.
And if a white man got mad with a Negro, what might he call him?
I don't know. Let's call him. Well, he'd call him a Negro, right? Because some are mulattoes. They're brown.
Uh-huh. Well, now, if a colored man got mad with a white man, do you know what he might call him?
I sure don't.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You'd say the man got awfully...
awfully mad. Well, no, what else? Disturbed and everything else, maybe.
Okay. Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child...
he was sick or been naughty.
Uh-huh. Was sick was what I was interested in. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In his stomach, I suppose.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Serenade, I suppose. I don't really know.
Okay. And what would go on at a serenade?
Well, they tease them and try to get jokes on them, one thing or another.
Did you have a serenade when you were married?
Not when, but right after we did. The following week, I'm telling you, they kind of got away from that now, you know. They do other things. I know I was to my grandson's wedding a few weeks ago, and I'm telling you, they really made a mess of his car outside while they were all in the recreation room have been served, and they could picture and everything. They tied everything and they could think of all over that car. And some of them went overboard, you know, and they do ugly, mean things to it, you know, make them almost pass driving.
Yeah.
My daughter was talking about one couple, you know, somebody just for mischief. They wrote a card and stuck it under the hood, you know, where they knew that where they'd have to stop, you know, to see about the oil and all, you know. They wrote on there in big letters, "Help. I'm being kidnapped, carried to Canada."
Oh,
and they stopped
them
people and put them in jail. They like never were got them out.
Oh, my Lord.
That was terrible.
I never heard of anybody doing that.
I haven't heard of it either.
Gee. That's a little much.
They just go overboard, you know.
Yeah.
But us, they waited till we set up our little housekeeping, and I'm telling you.